AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The O'Reilly Factor is off the air. Fox News Channel says it is parting ways with Bill O'Reilly after more than 20 years. More sexual harassment claims led Fox to make the change. O'Reilly claimed this is a far left-wing conspiracy against him. Attorney Douglas Wigdor represented a Fox News host who filed one of those complaints.
I supported and contributed to the Trump campaign, and I routinely watch Fox News. So to suggest that whatever our motivations are somehow related to a far-left organization is just preposterous.
Fox says Tucker Carlson will replace O'Reilly in that time slot. The police chief in Fresno, California, Jerry Dyer, says the shooting deaths of three people are hate crimes.
Corey Muhammad is not a terrorist, but he is a racist. And he's filled with hate, and he set out this past week to kill as many people as he possibly could.
Muhammad is also accused of killing a fourth person in Fresno. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the nuclear deal with Iran fails to achieve its stated objective, preventing Iran from becoming a nuclear state.
An unchecked Iran has the potential to travel the same path as North Korea.
Tillerson is leaving open the possibility the Trump administration will uphold the nuclear deal anyway. Members of the New England Patriots were at the White House today. President Trump praised the Super Bowl champions who overcame a 25-point deficit to win the big game.
With your backs against the wall and the pundits, good old pundits, boy, they're wrong a lot, aren't they? Saying you couldn't do it, the game was over, you pulled off the greatest Super Bowl comeback of all time. One of the greatest comebacks of all time.
The appearance comes after the suicide death in prison of former New England Patriots player Aaron Hernandez. Wall Street stocks finished lower. The Dow lost 118 points. This is AP Radio News. A case out of Nevada shows how recalled Takata airbags are making their way into used cars. The AP's Tom Krischer has details.
And the people that bought it and fixed it up used a salvaged airbag from a 2001 Honda Accord, one of the dangerous airbags. They fixed it up and resold it to the girl's family. Then when she got in the wreck, the inflator ruptured and she was badly injured.
It's perfectly legal under federal law for airbag assemblies or other parts subject to recall to be pulled out of wrecked cars and sold by junkyards to repair shops that may not even know the danger. Michael Phelps said this in Rio back in the summer.
It's the last time you'll ever see me in the water racing again.
But the winner of 23 gold medals tells the AP it might be tough to stay out of the pool. He may get the itch again. He doesn't have the itch now. Phelps is enjoying time with his wife Nicole and their son Boomer, who will celebrate his first birthday in a few weeks. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.